भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नासप्रयेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भगवता सेवया भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्ति भवती नैष्ठिकी श्रीमद्भागवतम् 4th canto text 23 Sati quits her body Gotram Tvadiyam Bhagavan Vrishadvajo Dakshayaniti Aha Yada Sudurmanaha Vyapeta Narma Smitam Ashu Tada Ham Yutsrakshya Etat Kunapam Tvat Angajam Gotram Tvadiyam Bhagavam Vrishadvajo Dakshaya Nityaha Yada Sudurmana Vyapeta Narma Smitam Ashu Tadaham Vyutsraksha Etat Kunapam Tvat Angajam Gotram Tvadiyam Bhagavam Vrishadvajo Takshaya Niti Aha Yada Sudurmanaha Vyapeta Narma Smitam Ashu Tadaham Vyutsrakshya etat kunapam tvat angajam. Gotram tvadiyam bhagavam vrishadvajo. Dakshayaniti aha yada sudurmana. Vyapeta narma smitam ashu tadaham Vyutsraksha etat kunapam tvat angajam Possessor of all opulences. Vrishadvajaha. Lord Shiva. Dakshayani. Dakshayani. The daughter of Daksha. Iti. Thus. Aha. Calls. Yada. When Sudurmanaha, very morose, Vyapeta, disappear, Narmasmitam, my jolliness and smile, Ashu, immediately, Tada, then. Aham, I. Vyutsrakshye, I shall give up. Etat, this body. Kunapam, that body. Tvat angajam, produce from your body. Translation. Because of our family relationship, when Lord Shiva addresses me as Dakshayani, I at once become morose, and my jolliness and my smile at once disappear. I feel very much sorry that my body, which is just like a bag, has been produced by you. I shall therefore give it up. Please repeat. Because of our family relationship, when Lord Shiva addresses me as Dakshayani, I at once become morose, and my jolliness and my smile at once disappear. I feel very much sorry that my body, which is just like a bag, has been produced by you. I shall therefore give it up. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Jai. The word Dakshayani means the daughter of King Daksha. Sometime when there was relaxed conversation between husband and wife, Lord Shiva used to call Sati the daughter of King Daksha. And because this very word reminded her about her family relationship with King Daksha, she at once became ashamed because Daksha was an incarnation of all offenses. Daksha was the embodiment of envy, for he unnecessarily blasphemed a great personality, Lord Shiva. Simply upon hearing the word Dakshayani, she felt afflicted because of reference to the context, because her body was the symbol of all the offensiveness with which Daksha was endowed. Since her body was constantly a source of unhappiness, she decided to give it up. This is the end of I was born in the darkness of ignorance. My spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisance to him. Mukam karoti vachalam pangul langayate giri. Ya kripa tamam bande sigurudina taranam paramananda madhavan si chaitanya ishwaram. Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhaktivedanta Swamiti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deva Gauravani Pracharini Nivisheshmanyavari Paschatyate Shatarini Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare So this was the state of mind of Dakshayani when he was, you know, speaking with Lord Shiva, and then there was some connection with Daksha, like Dakshayani, the daughter of Daksha. Then she reminded that her father was so offensive to Lord Shiva, her husband, and then she was so much depressed and sad and morose. No, actually the alternative was just because, like in previous verses, this mentioned when. What's happening when you are hearing the offenses against the devotee or against the Lord? So you have to take three steps. Well, she's taking the step of giving up the body. She could not tolerate that, she was hearing so many offenses. She was witnessing, present in the arena of sacrifice, in the yagya. All these, so many strange course, counter course. And then, Lord Shiva is so glorified in the Bhagavatam, like we are remembering the 8th canto, when there is the ocean of poison. Then the Lord Shiva takes the poison in his hand, he folds his hand, he takes the whole water, the poison of water he drinks, and he keeps it in the neck. No, Nilakanta, no, the neck becomes blue, Nila, blue color. And then what happened? He saved the whole universe because of the mercy, that. And he said, Paradukaduki, the devotee of the Lord is very much happy to see other happy, and is distressed by see other distress. That is, the person who is Paramahansa, on that stage, Lord Shiva is in that stage, is unaffected by whatever situation, external situation, is not concerned. But Daksha was very concerned. like we're keeping in mind the verse that amanina manadina, you know, not to be very much eager, desiring to be glorified, to desire to be glorified, to be recognized, to be famous, to be, you know, glorious. But because at this stage come when you know so much about Krishna, when the divya gyan ride prakashito, when that knowledge is revealed in the heart by the spiritual master, naturally you become very, very kind of smaller and smaller and smaller. You cannot even find it. It's so small you become that in comparison to Krishna's position. Lord Arjuna himself became so afraid. How great is Krishna? That's only by the manifesting the Virata Rupa, the Vishwarupa. He became very perturbed. No? He couldn't relate with the whole manifestation of universes and personality and so many incredible darshan. No, he has. So the devotee now, and then he doesn't want to disobey Krishna. No. The devotee of the Lord is very much that is a sign of sincerity, a sincere person. When you just like a secretary, no, he doesn't disobey the boss. No. He keeps all the secret. As Prabhupada said, the secretary is one who keeps all the secret, and then that's why the boss relying on him, because he can speak freely without that fear that this will be distributed to others who are not competent, who are not aware of the present situation. So that the devotee becomes very concerned about others, glorifying others' position, others' devotee, other Vaishnava, other great soul, you see. And so Shiva was on that platform, a very exalted personality, Vaishnava Ramyata Shambhu. There are so many situations in there. Like in the same canto, this fourth canto we are reading, after 20 chapter, there will be the hymn sung by Lord Shiva. There are more or less 34 verses, plus, more or less, exactly I cannot say, but there are 30 plus to 34 verses that glorify Krishna, Narayana, different form. And then, and it is said, the Prachetas, they were meditating under the water with the same mantra told by Lord Shiva for 10,000 years. No. And when the end of the 10,000 years, they finished that meditation, that the Lord appeared to them and he blessed them. And Lord Vishnu said, I'm very pleased with your friendly relationship amongst yourself. Mutual relationship. Relationship friend that you have amongst yourself, which is very difficult to find. No. Nowadays, you cannot tell, you cannot just rely. You may say, my best friend is, this is one of my best friend. But no laws of nature, law of karma, and so many circumstances beyond our control, completely beyond our control, can change. A friend may become neutral, may become opposed to your idea. He may not want to see you, or you don't want to see him. Of course, when you are absorbed in one goal, Ekya Guru Nandana, when you are totally absorbed in fulfilling the desire of the pure devotee, spiritual master, then that becomes secondary. Like Srila Prabhupada, when he was in New York, so many letters of help to this gentleman. There was a person who was willing to build a temple in New York in 65, but then the government will not give the permission, or his god brother, they were indifferent, or they were even criticizing. And then Srila Prabhupada, you know, stated in one letter that, you know, whatever happened, I'm not going to deviate from the instruction I got from my spiritual master. I'm not going to get involved in this mental or this type of situation, which can be a source of disturbance, can be cause, like here is a moroseness. You lose your jolly. What is the name of? What is the name in Sanskrit? Narma smitam. Narma smitam is my jolliness and smile. You may lose in some situation. It's happening. You're feeling jolliness, smile, and you remember something, or the situation makes you remember this. Basically, in the past, sometimes, you know, when the past is very, you know, just like we start in Krishna consciousness, you know, we just finished to come out from the hospital of the suffering experiences as a non-devotee life, then we come into that rescue by the mercy of Guru and Gauranga. We are coming to the new life, so we are experiencing such complete ecstasy, like we're just becoming pure devotee in a fortnight, overnight, becoming pure devotee. And this is the beginning day, and this is the kind of Krishna putting himself, it's a special mercy. This is a special mercy of Krishna, just to keep us convinced that this is the thing you should continue to do for life. For a lifetime you can go on and on in this, because you're so ecstatic. Like Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, this verse, at the end there is susukam kartum avyayam. That is Rajavidya. Yeah, this is Rajavidya. So this is the king of knowledge, and this is joyfully performed. So if you find yourself that there is some pinprick or something which is not in connection with the verse Krishna is referring, that means we are doing something wrong. You see, it is not because of the fault of Krishna consciousness, because Krishna consciousness is pure. Like Prabhu yesterday was talking about Satvam Vishuddham Vasudeva Sabditam. The Lord Shiva is always in pure consciousness, always, 24 hours, constantly. So in that state, you don't forget Krishna. Like Prabhupada said, there was not a moment that I forget Krishna. No, just imagine. No? So just compare. It's hard for us to constantly remember Krishna when our remembrance is mixed with so many color, state of mind, situation, past memory, present, future program. It's mixed with so many interaction, so many the memory of Krishna. But you know, we take shelter. We must have some mission, some goal, some project to accomplish. The main project is the topmost project, the one way to become pure devotee. To achieve that, it is hard work. Work now, samadhi later, Prabhupada said. We have to work hard. There is no escape. No question of other alternative, no? If you want to clean our heart and get completely, you know, meditating on Krishna's mission and Gauranga mission, Chaitanya mission, Prabhupada mission, ISKCON mission, ISKCON distribution of the holy name, changing the world, no? Making people respect nature. No, we suffer so much when we see, you know, by mistake we are looking in this newspaper, just the front page. Just look at the, in case you got this misfortune to look at the front page. You see this happening, this tree are being cut, or this pollution, or this injustice, or this problem of Kali Yuga. Actually, devotees don't want this. No? Let be trees, no, giving nice shade, no, giving oxygen, giving nice fruits, nice water to drink. Like I remember, that was some years back. We could drink the water from the tap. no question of buying water in the bottle was unheard. That came later, you know, when the demons pollutes the water, then pollutes in Japan, when the devotee told that they have to go with the oxygen mask. They have to sometimes recharge and breathe with the oxygen, just because the air is polluted. So this is our goal, you know, this Sarvaloka Maheshwaram, this planet belongs to Krishna. Mm-hmm. So, and the demon, they say, aham ameti aham, everything is mine, everything belongs to me, whatever I see belongs to me. You see, everything I see belongs to me. But Prabhupada said, everything we see is created by God. It's created by God. So we must at least recognize that this is property. That this is property, you see. So there is no alternative. So try to convince the demons about this. They will object, they will oppose, they will create, they will argue in so many ways. No? But not to accept the supremacy of Krishna. No, that is our job. No? We have to, like Krishna said, yada yada dharmasya glani bhavati bharata adyuktana tadharmasya tadatmana sijamya. We more or less, same verse, all the four lines. Okay. So that Krishna comes to establish the religious principle. So the representative of the Lord, the representative of the spiritual master, that is the mission. We don't have to look or find out from the astrologer what is our mission. No? That is just, you know, the spiritual master wants that every town and village they chant Hare Krishna, this, and then Krishna is the proprietor of this planet and all the planets. Sarvaloka Maheshwaram is the Suridan Sarabhutanam, Gyatvama Shanti Bhuttas, Bhuktaram Sarva Tapasam. So Krishna is the master of everything, the planet, the yagya, the friends of everyone. When you realize in it, then you get the Shanti, Shanti Devi. You get the Shanti Devi, the blessing of the peace, goddess of peace, you see. So this is our, more or less, no? Our endeavor, our work. No? Nowadays there are 400 plus, 500 more or less temple in ISKCON. They are working to spread the holy name with different weapons, like books, or times bomb. The books are like time spawned, will explode in someone's heart and change and make devoted follower of Krishna instruction. All the time spawned have been dropped in the lap of Maya. And then, you know, the many Rata Yatra, you know, there is in Malaysia. One devotee told me that Malaysia, if I'm not wrong, 16 or plus Rata Yatra in a year. So in India we got Ratha Yatra. The standard one is the Jagannath Puri, and it's also in Calcutta and Mayapur, same date in some places also. But in other places they do more than one Ratha Yatra, like I think Delhi or Bombay, you know. So this is a big preaching strategy and technique how to make people aware that, you know, like Sati said, this body belongs to you, it's a bag, just like a bag. Like Prabhupada quotes often, Yasyatma Buddhi Kunape Tri Datuke. No, this bag made of three elements. No? And in this Kunapam, yeah, this is the Kunapam, dead body. Kunape Tri Datuke. Boma Ijati, yeah, Boma Ijati. That is, we are very much concerned about worshipping the place of birth. Are you Indian? Are you Italian? Are you French? Are you German? Yes, yes. So immediately some feeling of some material affection. Are you Indian? If you are in the West, so many Westerners, but if one Indian meets another Indian, are you Indian? If you are in India, some Italian meets another Italian. So some similarity, and if you go into the place of your, the village of your birth, the city of your birth, So I'm born in this place, and so there is Boma Ichadi, worshipping the place of birth. No? That this is it's material. No? Because actually, Ajo Nitya Shashvatoyam Puranam Hanyate Hanyamane Sharire, that the soul cannot be born. Ajo Nitya is eternal, Shashvato eternal, Purano ever existing, cannot be killed by the. By the body can be killed, but the soul cannot be killed by any weapon, no? By water, by fire, by weapon, by wind, by water. You know, so this is the kunape, the bag. So Dakshayana is relating that this body is being given by someone who is very envious, very envious. So envious people, they are unhappy to see other happiness. See, that's the nature. And the devotee opposite, they are happy to see other happy, and they are unhappy to see other unhappy, but they do something to make other people happy by giving something valuable, like the chanting, books, advice, association, prasadam, and many ways. Krishna is like sarvasya chamriddhi sannivistha, is inside the heart, so he gives knowledge, gives remembrance, gives forgetfulness, and is always ready to help us. You know? Make for sure, you can never be alone thinking, oh, Krishna has forgotten me. You know? I'm feeling such difficulties and cannot go on. So, but Krishna is some or other using the situation to teach. So Daksha is extremely sinful and is mentioned here by Prabhupada, who was the symbol of all the offensiveness. Just see. In his entrance in the assembly was so effulgent, so glorious, son of Daksha, son of Brahma, very powerful Prajapati, and different position, different titles, but the daughter, you know, was so ashamed. No? To be part of his family. Hmm? Smita, Narma Smitam, the jolly smile will go away by he remembering it belongs to Daksha, daughter of Daksha. You see? Oh wow, 8:45. See, that is somewhere squeezing my memory. Comes out these words. So Daksha was such a. But at the end, you know, things are. This, all the Bhagavad, they're included, you know, Daksha, after all, is included in the pages of Bhagavatam. So, in one sense, he's also a great soul, even though in this situation, he played a part of. It's not something vague or abstract. That is not formless. You're just talking about, you know, meditating on the activities of Krishna. Krishna Katha, Lila Smarana. No, this is remembrances of the Lila of Krishna. No? So many Lila, no, Krishna Lila, so many. Eternal, actually, Nitya Lila, Nitya Lila. Eternal Lila of Krishna, no? All over, everywhere, different incarnations, different incarnation, not only. In the human form, in different form, you know? Many forms, fish form, the turtle, and the lion, and Parashuram, and dwarf incarnation, Varaha. It's so wonderful, you know. There's so much to think about. It's not enough 24 hours. But the distraction comes because of a weakness of heart. So the more the heart becomes clean, pure, and blessed by Guru and Krishna, then it's easy to lila smarana, you know, the remembrance and the pastime of Krishna, without ananya cheta sattatam, ananya cheta sattatam, ananya chintayanto manos, ananya chintayanto ye janas parupashate, tesha nitya vyukta ayanam, yoga kshamam bahamyam. So those who are constantly engaging, worshipping me, I give them the, for them I carry what they need, preserve what they have. Is it right? Somewhere other. So that is wonderful, no? So Krishna is the best friend, Dinabandhu. Dinabandhu Baba. Like one time it was in a school, a person, they have to offer some gift to the teacher. And then one devotee gave, one student gave, he didn't know what to give. And then he went to the forest and he was calling, Dinabandhu Baba, Dinabandhu Baba. And Krishna came actually. And he gave what he wants. I want to give something to my teacher. I don't know what to give. Give this pot of yogurt. Okay. So he bring the pot of yogurt. And the proper time to give the gift. He gave the gift, one pot of yogurt. And then the master, the teacher, was very kind of, what to give me? Just a small yogurt. He was not satisfied. And he was just like neglecting. And he threw the pot and he fell. And then the yogurt spilled. But then somebody picked it up, and again the yoga was full, the pot was full. So they realized that this was a sacred, spiritual pot of yoga, because no matter how many times you spill, it still remains full. Because of Dinabandhu Baba, Lord Krishna blessed this child, was so sincere, calling Dinabandhu Baba, help me, help me, help me, help me, help me, help me, help me. So Krishna listened to the... I also now old lady was carrying the bunch of, like you see here in Mayapur, many local tambasi, they are collecting different branches and dry wood, put it together in a stock of, in a pile of, and put it on the shoulder and carry it home. They use different use, generally for cooking, no? So one lady, old lady, was in the forest and then was carrying such bundle, no? Of load, you see. And then at one point the load fell on the floor. It was so heavy, she couldn't lift it. And he called out loudly, Krishna. And then Krishna came, yes, yes, what do you want, what do you want? But, oh, can you help me to put my load on the back? Yes, sure, in a moment. And then Krishna disappeared. And the old lady realized, what so foolish. I could have asked freedom from birth and death, and I just asked for nonsense thing to put the burden on my shoulder. This is the help I got from God. That's all I got from God. My foolish mind couldn't understand. I could ask much more. Like if you meet a king, if you go to the king and you ask for a what is called a morsel of ashes to the king. For that you come to me? for that you come to me to ask for some ashes, a panful of ashes we are asking. My dear Krishna, give me this, give me that, make a big list. Give me this blessing, give me this blessing, give me this blessing, give me this blessing. It's a panful of ashes. No? Prabhupada ask one blessing. How can I serve you? That is the really intelligent. How can I serve you? Not this ash or that ash or this that, this bundle or this help. How can I serve you? No. The soul is very attached to Krishna. The soul is very, very attached. So once we get into that conviction, the sincerity to ask Krishna, please, how can I serve you? Guru, my best, you can ask spiritual master. How can I serve you? Then that service will come. Don't be surprised. So many, millions of way of serving Krishna and Guru and Krishna. You know, make people chant, establish Krishna consciousness every town and village, turn the face of the world. So millions of service you will get if you are really sincere in asking how can I serve you. Not that we are asking. Okay, I'm hopeful you'll not get any answer. That then I can do whatever I like, you know. Or you manufacture your own service, thinking it may please, you know. Or you cook something just to please you, but thinking maybe Krishna will. Oh, it tastes so nice, Krishna separate. But we have to be ready to get the service, we may not be very palatable, very ecstatic, can be very lot of obstacle, you know, but still, this like Arjuna, you know, he got the service to fight. It was not very palatable in the beginning, but at the end, was ecstatic. Nasto moans miti labba, karisheva chinamtava. My illusion is gone. Nasto moans miti labba, labda, labda. So at this point, I feel that the class is ended. I thank you very much for your tolerance and blessing upon me. Srila Prabhupada ki, Grantara Shrima Bhagavatam ki jai. Ko Premanande Hari Hari Bol.